Armadoxy for today. Celebration. The first day of May, referred to as May Day, is roughly halfway between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. In European culture, festivals would take place, and still do, to celebrate the nearing of summer. International Workers' Day is also celebrated on the first day of May, with a focus on man and his labor, similar to what we celebrate in the United States, possibly with less commercialization. The human animal is uniquely endowed with that ability to celebrate different aspects of life. We hold gatherings and create events to facilitate the celebration. Celebrating life was important to Jesus. His parables pointed to that celebration, and he himself was attuned to the need to celebrate by leading a productive life. Although May Day and International Workers' Day are celebrated on the same day, they are not related to one another except by the fact they are both celebrated. Let that celebration be a good starting point to aim for peace and harmony. Celebration sets us up as humans to see the wonders of life and stand in awe. In that common refrain, we are tuned to one another. Is it any wonder that the leader of the divine liturgy is referred to as the celebrant? Today we pray the prayer of the celebrant as he clothes himself with the garments of salvation. O Jesus Christ our Lord, clothed with light as with a garment, you appeared upon earth in unspeakable humility and walked with men. You became eternal high priest after the order of Melchizedek and have adorned your holy church. Lord Almighty, having granted us to put on the same heavenly garment, make me your servant, also worthy at this hour when I make bold to approach the same spiritual service of your glory, so that I may divest myself of all ungodliness, which is a vile garment, and that I may be adorned with your light. Amen.
Epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.